package of how God's mercy works? So if God heals you, what he's saying is, hey, look, I've already overlooked your sin through the blood of my son. Be healed. Isn't that good? The paralytic, he forgave him first. And when there was a little dispute, he said, why are you guys disputing, thinking evil things in your heart? What's easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk? To show you I can forgive sin, get up and walk. What was he saying? Don't miss, there's a direct connection. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't you forget his benefits. He forgives all my sin and heals all my disease. So he said, get up, and he got up. What was he saying? Son, if I forgave you, then I healed you. Get up. If I healed you, I forgave you, so be free from your sins. So we're not going to live sin conscious anymore. Amen. We died to sin once for all. That doesn't mean just the act of sin. It's the mentality of sin. And if there's one thing the church has been ensnared in is the confession of sin. We think it's humble before God. Well, you know, we're not perfect. We all have the mess ups in our life. Well, it's good God even considers us the little worms that we are. It's a wonder God even acknowledges us. See, who you're talking about isn't who he created. You became that way. And if you stay in that confession, you'll stay deceived and keep manifesting the deception. But if you see who he created and what he declared from the beginning and what he brought you back to through his son, you have the confession of righteousness unto holiness. Hallelujah. And you'll live free. You get it? He bore our sins in his body on a tree, purpose that we, there's a response from us, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. So I've died to sin so that I can live right.